Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Story Behind podcast. Today, we're talking about my newest single, which is coming out on September 26th. It's called False Flag. This song went through a lot of iterations, and part of the story behind it was I really just had the working title, False Flag. I thought that the idea was intriguing. It was inciting. And I found that I had the music, I had the melody of the guitar riff and everything, and I wanted to do something with it. So early on when I was writing the song, when I started writing songs again, I just would have like a song idea, which would be like, I would just kind of make up some chords with a riff, with a drum beat, and then I would give it a working title and then put it aside because I was really struggling to come up with lyrics, like a lot. Especially in the very beginning, I was able to come up with a lot of musical ideas, and I had a number of musical ideas that I just started giving working titles to. And this one, I specifically gave the working title False Flag, and had the melody of the chorus along with the guitar riff and the overall vibe of the song. And my brother ended up taking that working title and writing an entire lyric set around that idea. And what I found really intriguing when he wrote the song was that he wrote it from the perspective of a false flag, almost like in the first person. And it made, as soon as I heard it, I was like, I love this direction, because it reminded me of the old Schoolhouse Rock cartoon where it's the bill who wants to become law, and he's explaining to the kid about how Congress works and all of that stuff and legislation. And I felt like this was our version of that, in the sense that it was a false flag explaining, this is how things work, and this is how I exist, and the purpose behind me, the false flag. So it was really fun to kind of come up with that idea. So we started working on it together, and he had the verse and the chorus idea, and then I wrote the bridge to the song. And I remember distinctly, because it was a song that it was the first time that we collaborated on something. And I want to say it may have been the first fully fleshed out song that we had when I was beginning the demo process. And I remember specifically because we had like the verse and the chorus, and then I came up with the bridge, and then I put it all together and I was like, we have a complete song. This is so exciting. And that really kind of ignited the entire process for me and unlocked the songwriting spark in a lot of ways. So because this song was one of the earliest ones, I really wanted to get it out as soon as possible. And we kind of had it set. We thought it was done. Went through the process of recording it and got the first mix back from the person we're paying to mix and master the songs. And I realized in that moment, I was like, I think I can improve this song. I think I can make it a little bit more in line with where I'm heading with my songwriting. I think that this is no slight to my brother or myself at the time, but I think like I've sharpened my skills, and we kind of finished that song and then forgot about it and left it, and then went on to write more interesting things. So when I came back to it after we recorded it, I was like, I don't know if this is the best reflection of this song. I think I could come up with a more clear picture of what I'm trying to say with the song. So it was supposed to be released at the time that Open Rebellion ultimately was released. Open Rebellion was supposed to be released when False Flag was released, or is released. And I had to make the hard decision to shelve False Flag with the intention of revisiting it, reworking it. And we ended up actually changing a lot of it, in the sense that the drum beat changed entirely. I appreciate my dad taking a lot of swings and trying to come up with what I was thinking of. And originally, the drum beat was recorded very early on in the process when the demo had been just written, and we just kind of left everything the way it was. But as I've been going song by song to release them, I've realized that I need anything that I thought about the song a year ago might not be what I think about the song now. And I need to do what I'm thinking about now And that's False Flag is probably the best example of this, because I had a vision for the song, and then because time changes things and you start to have different ideas and thoughts, I realized, I was like, I think that I have a different vision for where I want this song to go. And I kept a lot of the instrumentation. We actually redid the drum track entirely, changed the rhythm of the chorus and everything. I rewrote the lyrics to the verse and the pre-chorus. The chorus is the same, and the bridge is the same, but the verses, it's the same idea that my brother originally wrote. It's all from the same perspective. I just rewrote the lyrics in a way, and rewrote the melody in a way that suited my voice a little bit better, and was a little bit more similar to my song, my lyric writing style. And I like it. I don't know if people will, when I do my Anatomy Behind the Song video, I will explain the different processes of the song, the different iterations of the song. So you can decide at that moment if you liked the old version better, but, it's too late now. I'm not going to redo it for a third time. So, but this song False Flag, I find it really interesting because the story of the song, aside from it being from the perspective of a false flag, is the idea that we never can really tell what is true when we're in the fog of war, when things are coming fast and furious, when things are coming and news reports are flying around and social media feeds are blowing up. Like, all we can do is take our best stab at what we think is the truth, and we rely on our expert class to tell us what to believe. And we've learned in the last few years that that is a huge mistake. People appealing to authority to justify their actions, and then finding out, they said that, well, what's the difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth? About 6 to 8 months, that window has shrunk down to the point where it's like the initial reports get completely flipped within a week or two, because we have people investigating and calling our media outlets to account and exposing corruption and exposing lies. And we have government agencies trying to bury the truth. And there's all these things. And I'm not going to get into conspiratorial stuff with the song. The idea of the song is really more of like a tongue-in-cheek approach to that. It's kind of mocking both the people who take everything at face value and mocking the people that see a conspiracy behind everything. And the pendulum can swing back and forth. It did in my life, where it's like I kind of was genuinely a trustworthy, or found that I could trust what I was reading. And then, we go through 2020 and everything, and then we start to see things, and there's cracks in the foundation. And then you go down the rabbit hole and you start to think everything is a conspiracy. And that's equally difficult. Way of looking at things. And really the song is to kind of expose the idea of, like, regardless of what we're being told, we should be seeking what the truth is, even if the truth is something that's uncomfortable, even if the truth is something that is counter to what we want it to be. And that's the challenging part, is that we will, because of cognitive dissonance and our own biases, we will shudder against any information that attacks our understanding. And the song False Flag is a way of kind of taking a interesting, unique approach to pointing out the fact that there are people who are evil, who would use real events or churn up violent events and spin them in a way to further something else, an alternate agenda. And you have people that say that event didn't take place, and you have people that say everything about that event we know to be true because of what the news has told us. And the truth is somewhere in between a lot of times, where the event is true, but the outcome was part of an agenda, if that makes sense. And it's been really fun to put these songs together. I think that False Flag is one of my favorites, actually, because of, I feel like it really captures like the pop rock sensibilities that I'm inclined to with the vocals and things like that. It also has like the tongue-in-cheek aspect that I tend to enjoy in some of my songwriting. And I think it showcases the collaboration of my brother and I really well, in the sense that, like, it's a song that I came up with the initial ideas, but then the story behind the song was inspired by my brother and his direction that he took the song of making it the first person perspective of the false flag really just unlocked something for me. And I'm really excited by the result, and I hope you'll like it too. And I'm excited for this next batch of songs that are coming out. I think we're starting to hit the ground running, and I really appreciate the support that you guys have been giving me for these 6 months, 7 months it's been. I've honored the commitment to release a new song every month. In some cases, it's been, we're cutting it close, but I think we're hitting a stride here, and I'm really excited for you to check out False Flag on Spotify, Amazon, Apple, YouTube Music, whatever music app you prefer. It'll be available for you September 26th. So if you would like to support the work that I'm doing, you can do that one of three ways: Cash App, Jeff Desiato Music, Venmo, Jeff Desiato Music, or Buy Me a Coffee. Jeff Desiato Music, Buy Me a Coffee, as you know, is more of a monthly subscription model, whereas Cash App and Venmo are ways that you can tip the artist. Since you're not going to be buying a CD from me per se, you're probably able to listen to the song for free somewhere. But if you would like to support the work of the indie artist, you can do that in any of those ways.
But don't you dare to question whether you're